eyes of the country kind of watching what's happening in the Arizona audit. Is this going to continue? How long does it continue? How long is it going to take? But one of the things that happened was there was a request for some equipment to be turned over. Both the Maricopa County Attorney and the Maricopa County Sheriff said it's going to compromise law enforcement. So to clarify exactly what that means, now joining us is Paul Penzone, the Maricopa County Sheriff. Sheriff, you had said that this is going to be a danger to policing and your mission. How would that be, and what's on these routers that you don't want compromised?
Well, first, thanks for the time, Mike, too. Obviously, a lot of folks are concerned about this, so they have a chance to speak about it. And I'll preface it by saying, you know, I don't pretend to be an expert in IT, but I do have a staff who are. So when they brief me on their concerns and they can articulate why they feel so convicted about the issue, then it's important for me as a leader of this organization to take steps to try to protect the infrastructure of this organization. So if you imagine that, you know, there's the servers and there's the routers. Routers are the freeway system that bring information to the servers where that information is then contained. The reason this is such a threat is because if we were to give the roadmap, which is, you know, the routers, to the infrastructure of our IT system and put that in the hands of a third party outside the control of this organization, then the opportunity for hackers, knowing now they are at the doorway, they can pull information from IP addresses, and they can ascertain maybe what type of firewall you have, or things to protect yourself from malware. It's as though you're giving someone a map to your home and saying, once you get to the door, you know, this is the type of lock and alarm system they have, so you take it from here if you're a hacker and just figure out how to get past that stage. Every layer of security not only protects the information in this organization, but MCSO is part of a, we'll call it an ecosystem in the county. Although we have some isolation, we're siloed in a particular way because we're law enforcement, we still interact every day with the courts, with the county attorney's office, with Maricopa County Health. All these different areas, we exchange information through our system, and it is directed by routers, and in the core space, which is controlled by the county. So if you're able to get that equipment, you can then map out how our infrastructure works. And if it's in the hands of the wrong person, they will not only have access, but they can infiltrate into our systems. They can do things to undermine it. They can, you know, manipulate data that exists in their digital data. And they can get information that could be detrimental to law enforcement services. So unequivocally, turning this over is to the detriment of our ability to protect our IT infrastructure. And from my perspective, it has nothing to do with what's going on with this audit. The sheriff's office in no way, shape, or form plays a part in the election system when it relates to counting ballots.
So who was the first to raise the red flag? Was it your IT people? Was it the county attorney's office? Was it other people? Who raised that red flag for you guys?
No, it was our IT folks. They came to me, and it was probably just a few weeks ago because we were unaware what was listed in that subpoena. It wasn't brought to our attention until the steps were, you know, in the initial steps taken to potentially turn over these routers. And that's when my folks were educated on it. And it was, you know, all the IT experts inside the county immediately put the red flags up, saying this is a problem not just for the sheriff's office, but for the county as an entire entity. So once they were aware of it, then they came to me and they briefed me on it. And, you know, as I said, as the head of this organization, we work very hard to be transparent, to make sure that we are meeting the needs of our community. But I also have to protect the information that is specific to our community members. So it's not just law enforcement information that would be at risk. It is anyone who in any way, shape, or form has interacted within the county system in some way and has a digital fingerprint. Your information out there, folks, is what is accessible, as well as the things that we're trying to protect. Now, imagine that we are a part of a larger law enforcement community, which we are, whether it is federal or state. Our system interacts with those agencies also. So once we are no longer sterile and protected, we are now a risk to others, which means that they would, it would be the wise thing for them to do is to disconnect from being a part of the relationship through IT with our organization because they don't want to become vulnerable. And you can just take a look at this issue with, you know, the pipeline, how hackers were able to get in there and shut that down. Imagine if this information was out there and it has great value in a private sector at a high price, what you can do to the infrastructure of a county entity if it gets into the hands of the wrong person. So here's what I would offer. I know a lot of folks are trying to make this a political issue, and I've been very consistent relative to whether it is any issue that is adverse to law enforcement. I don't care what party it comes from. I stand firm on what is right for law enforcement and for our community. But if we were to flip the script and it was Democrats saying, we want that information and we want access to that equipment, I'm sure the Republican Party would be extremely concerned. So when you hear the information just on a factual basis, remove the partisan aspect of it, does it make sense for anyone to think that in an audit for election ballots, you should have access into law enforcement operations through technology? It's irresponsible. And I just think that the legislators need to be educated on why it's irresponsible so that they can make the right decision.
Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone is joining us. Have you had any conversations with anybody from the audit and explained that to them? And what was their response if you did?
I've had conversations with a state senator, with two state senators. And in both cases, it was, they were grateful for the opportunity to learn about why I am concerned. I did not ask them if it changed their opinion, their perspective. I don't believe it's my place to try to lobby them. It is my position to educate them so that they can make sound decisions. So, I'll continue to be available, and I look forward to talking to anyone who wants to have this conversation and beyond me with my IT experts, the ones who truly speak the language, because they're the ones we should be listening to as to why it creates a vulnerability in our system. And if you do that, and I preach this all along, when it comes to legislation, if it involves law enforcement, at least hear from us before you make the decision. Don't drive in my lane without telling me, putting your blinker on, tell me you're coming, because you're going to create a crash, and that's what we're trying to avoid. And right now, it is this elections issue that is driving in the lane of law enforcement, and it is going to lead to a problem, to a crash.
Have you had any conversations with the County Board of Supervisors, and where do they stand on this?
Yeah, so we had a call last week. It's not for me to speak on their behalf. They have their own voices. I would just tell you, it's a mixed bag. And regardless of their position, regardless of the county attorney's position, I know that she's in agreement with me and has expressed that publicly. I'm going to continue to do what I know to be right for this organization, to protect the men and women who do the job, because they would be exposed, and to protect our community. So I've heard their opinions, and it's kind of across the board. It's a spectrum. But what I do first and foremost every time is remove any political influences. So if it's coming from the left or coming from the right or coming down the middle, I'm going to get information. I'm going to make my decision predicated on factual data. And then I'm going to do what is my obligation under my oath of office, my commitment to this community, and my commitment to law enforcement. Partisan politics be damned.
Sheriff, as always, I appreciate the time. I wanted to get some clarity, and I knew you'd clear it up. And let people decide now based after they've heard what you had to say, let them make their decision on what's right. So I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time, buddy. Have a good day.
All right, you too. That is Sheriff Paul Penzone, Maricopa County, explaining why it's important for them not to turn over this information. Now, whether or not this ends up in a courtroom, if the auditors want to go into court and see if this subpoena can be enforced and the sheriff's office makes their case, we're going to find that out. But at least now a little bit more information on both sides of this.